This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The problem of digital exclusion in Wales is being tackled by a project set up by the Welsh Government. Joining me now from Digital Communities Wales is the Digital Inclusion Project Manager, Laura Phillips. Laura, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Howell. Thanks very much for having me.
And although digital exclusion might not be a term that's known by everyone, what it actually includes will be familiar to lots of people.
Absolutely. So we sort of break down digital inclusion or exclusion, I should say, into a couple of different ways to simplify it, really. So we understand sort of the barriers, and this is very much a generalisation, but we see the barriers as being within the access, confidence and skills region. So we know that lots of people have got sort of these barriers, and they could be a little bit of a combination of those barriers as well. So it could be that people fall in and out of sort of digital inclusion and exclusion as a little bit of a sort of spectrum rather than a you're in or you're out. So if we think of the cost of living crisis that we're sort of living with at the moment, people are having to make really difficult decisions on sort of paying for potentially things like broadband or devices that are accessible to be able to engage online, but they do have the skills and confidence and vice versa.
Communities are most at risk of digital exclusion in Wales.
So at the moment, with the project that's delivered, as you've mentioned, through Welsh Government, so our project, Digital Communities Wales, Digital Confidence, Health and Wellbeing, we work with some key priority groups at the moment. So that is working with people who are potentially in social housing, older people, people living with health conditions and disabilities, people who are within the care of sort of social care and things like that. We work really closely with ethnic minority communities and Gypsy Roma traveller communities as well.
And how does the Digital Communities Wales project tackle digital exclusion itself? What do the workshops and the events that you put on sort of look like?
Absolutely. So we work with and through trusted organisations. So we know we can't sort of knock on everyone's doors in Wales and make sure they've got the skills, the confidence and the access to engage online. But what we do is we work through those trusted organisations. So organisations like the RNIB, community hubs, religious centres, within sort of health boards and health services and things like that, housing associations. We make sure that the staff and the volunteers are skilled and confident in supporting they're sort of, whether it's end users, patients, or members of the public, to engage really well online. All of our sessions are completely free, and we offer a really, really wide range of digital skills and confidence training to get people to look a little bit differently at sort of digital inclusion. And it isn't just about sort of the foundational skills. It's about how we can inspire sort of communities and individuals to engage with digital in a way that's meaningful to them, really. So we offer sessions on things like pension credit and how to support others to engage with that. We've got a wonderful inspiring skills session, which gets people thinking outside the box a little bit, and how we can engage potentially with older people to get online. We've got some great online safety sessions, some online accessibility training. So it's a really, really diverse range of support that we offer. And we've got a great team of trainers, and we've also got digital inclusion advisors that help support these organisations to really embed and take sort of that collective ownership of digital inclusion within their day-to-day activities.
The project has been running since 2019 and finishes in June 2025. How has the landscape changed, do you think, since the project began?
Well, that's a really, really interesting question. So since 2019, we've had a real focus on ensuring that we're providing sort of health and wellbeing support to communities and end users as well, you know, through the organisations that we work with, just because we know how quickly things are changing. So the landscape has changed massively since 2019. I mean, we've had the COVID pandemic in the middle of it, which has made people, I think, realise the importance of being able to engage online, and sort of whether that's to be able to connect with friends and family, or whether that's sort of being able to manage their health and well-being or their finances online. So that's really changed the landscape from that perspective. But we're also very aware that lots of things are becoming sort of either digital first or digital by default. And digital transformation is absolutely wonderful, and public services and health services moving online have got real sort of cost benefits and all of that good stuff. But actually, if we don't make sure that we're bringing communities on that journey with us, then we're just going to create further problems for ourselves down the road, from a, an inaccessibility perspective. So yeah, it's just a matter of making sure that we're not running before we can walk, and making sure that we're bringing as many people on this digital inclusion journey as we can.
People who are blind or partially sighted may face further barriers to using technology. What kind of support has Digital Communities Wales been able to offer?
So for blind and partially sighted people, we've done lots of work in the past with yourselves at the RNIB, which has been absolutely wonderful. We do offer support and guidance and training on digital accessibility. It tends to be much more generic, so it's sort of what tools can be used from that perspective. It tends to be that we provide sort of options and opportunities to people that are free of charge or they're sort of high street tech. So being able to sort of understand that you can utilize things like smart speakers. They make a massive difference to people's lives, and you only need to use the sound of your own voice to be able to engage with them, and you can find out what the weather is, what the new local news looks like, what you've got on your agenda for the day. It can really help to improve that sort of independence, and gives people a different way to engage with technology that doesn't necessarily involve you using a device in what would have been a traditional sense, with maybe a mouse and a keyboard or even a touch screen. So what we tend to do, because we know we're not the experts in accessibility features, we tend to work a lot with partner organisations. So we'll work with the experts in those areas. We know what we know about digital inclusion, and we're always looking to partner with organisations and how we can improve our knowledge and understanding of how we can bring communities, and like you've said, with regards to blind and partially sighted people, how can we best serve those communities to make sure they're getting the most out of being online?
And if people would like more information on building their digital skills in Wales, where's the best place to start?
So the best place to start is probably the Digital Communities Wales website. So it's digitalcommunities.gov.wales. You can find information on our programme there. All of our contact details are there as well. And that gives you a really good idea of the groups that we worked with, some of the wonderful case studies of support that we've provided to communities in Wales as well.
Laura Phillips, Digital Inclusion Project Manager for Digital Communities Wales. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.